This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Born a rocket and born a nine. Well, along about 10, I'll be flying high.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Gatesworth, finest in senior living. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa, we recommend the Gatesworth, 170 and Delmar. The answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk. The food is outstanding. I was there on, Saturday for lunch. Had a great gnocchi pasta. They just treat you well over there. So if you're looking for a place and the finest in senior living, we recommend no place but the Gatesworth. We're excited that they are with us. We're also excited about what happened at Worldwide Technology Raceway over the weekend. Joining us now is the owner, Curtis Francois. Curtis, great to be with you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Recovering from a big weekend, but it was just a fantastic time out at the Worldwide Technology Raceway this weekend.
The most impressive thing, I thought, despite the weather that pounded you, a very solid crowd supported that event.
Well, you know, I think, and we were really concerned, and, you know, the forecast was not good. Not only was it the rain, but there was also the forecast for heat. And despite all of that, our diehard fans showed up, and it was just a tremendous crowd for the circumstances. We were thrilled.
The joy of Coach Joe Gibbs seeing his grandson Ty win the ARCA race. His first time, I think, winning a major national series. And I know that you've told me about some of your meetings with Joe when he's come out and spoke to a group over there, how impressed you are with him. Just describe that moment.
Well, you know, you could just see elation in the eyes of Joe. You know, he's had a tough couple of years here. You know, he lost his son, which was just tragic. And then to see his grandson now excelling and winning. He was out at the track earlier this year doing some testing, and I think that paid off for him. And, you know, Coach Gibbs just kind of came in under the radar. We didn't even know he was there until all of a sudden we saw him on the winter stage when Ty won, and what a great night for them, a great night for the fans to see that kind of genuine emotion come from Coach Gibbs. It was just tremendous.
So how about the quality of racing put forth by your track? Lots of three-wide racing on Saturday night, lots of passing. I mean, it really was an entertaining show.
You know, even for the casual fan, you couldn't help but just get engaged with that race. There was so much passing going on, and you had to see that, you know, these guys are letting it all hang out. This matters. This is how they're going to continue their career, and we continue year over year to see this kind of racing. And we went to an extra effort to make sure that the track was prepared in such a way that we could do three-wide passing. It happened. It showed up. The racing was fabulous. And the fans were just treated to, you know, the best of what the NASCAR Truck Series can bring. It was really a tremendous night.
And then I think a lot of people, after an event like that that goes so splendidly, are thinking, what about Worldwide Technology Raceway and the NASCAR Cup Series? I mean, they had to notice what's going on here.
You know, once again, we get great feedback from NASCAR. And, you know, here at the end of the day, Frank, what I'm trying to do is make sure that our venue shows that we are perfect for the highest level of NASCAR. That's what I can do. I can put the fans in the stands. The fans need to be out there also saying, hey, we want more NASCAR. That's an important part. It really is. And so just overall, I think I look to my staff and see the commitment that they make to making sure that we are a first-class facility. And on nights like on Saturday nights, we shine once again. And so I'm just proud of the staff and all that it takes to make that happen. The track is certainly coming into its own and really is really just gathering national prominence.
Next up, the Bomarito 500, but you have plenty of action going on between now and August in the Bomarito 500.
Well, we're just thrilled to have a great summer planned here. We've got the Formula Drift folks coming, which is really just exciting stuff. You got to come see that. That's one you got to be there to see it. And as well as the American Rallycross Series, we're building a new track for that. We built a new track already for the Formula Drift, so that'll be a completely new venue and way of watching that. You know, and also just watching how our Rumble Before the Roar has grown. When it comes time for IndyCar, we're going to be adding a lot more resources to that and making it much bigger at IndyCar, because it's proven to be popular, and it was sold out for the truck race on Saturday.
Curtis, congrats. Great stuff. Another huge sporting event at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Frank. Take care.
All right, that's Curtis Francois, the owner. They just do it upright. And, you know, he's got a lot of Tom Stoneman in him. You'll see him before race just shaking hands with people, you know, hands-on, humble, just dedicates his whole life. Racing is his life. You know, Curtis used to drive. Boy, they have a lot in common. Curtis used to drive at a pretty high level. Tom Stillman, you know, still plays hockey. Curtis still loves the fast cars. And they're two guys that have just put their money where their mouth is, and they wanted to put on a first-class product in St. Louis, and they're both doing it. All right, let's take a short time out. When we come back, we'll be joined by the one and only Martin Kilcoyne.